Hello, my lovely people, and today we will be talking about Urban Legends You Can Use to Scare Friends Part 2. This podcast is brought to you by Mrs. Osmond's Technology Class. Yay! Hello, everyone. It is me, again, Nariley, and today we will be continuing with more urban legends that have originated in the United States. In the last episode, we talked about the story of Hannah Crana from Connecticut, A Mala Hora, Bad Hour from New Mexico, and the creepy but fascinating story of the Bus to Nowhere from Pennsylvania. If you haven't listened to it yet, I suggest you do. These were some fun stories to read and would be perfect stories to tell. Today, we'll be going over another top three that I found interesting stories here from the United States and from different states as well. Anyway, let us continue with the stories, and I hope you enjoy today's stories. Number 1, Louisiana, the Grunge. New Orleans is known for having many supernatural stories, one of which is the Grunge. The Grunge is said to be a supernatural creature that has been rumored to feed on goats, livestock, and people. According to legend, when New Orleans was being established, there was a road on the eastern section of the town. This road led into an abandoned wooden area, which eventually led to a dead end. In reality, the abandoned area was not abandoned, but occupied with half-human and half-beast creatures. Nobody really knew what those creatures were, so they were called grunches. As time went on, the offspring became less human, so it didn't take long till livestock went missing. Nothing would ever be done about it since the grunch is quick and is able to hide. Sometimes, the grunch will leave a wounded goat on the side of the road to attract people. As soon as a person steps off from their vehicle, the grunch will show itself and capture the person. So be careful if you find yourself in New Orleans. So not only are they quick and able to hide, but they're also smart. That's scary. Oh my god, I'd be so scared. I don't think I would visit New Orleans. Well, I probably would, but not in the wooded areas. I'd be too scared. Number 2, Illinois, Ghost Elephant. Have you ever been to a circus? How about a circus that occurs in a cemetery? This story takes place in Illinois, near the town of Hammond. The Hackenback Wallace Circus was the nation's third largest circus. Sadly, tragedy occurred on the night of June 22, 1918. They were traveling on a pair of trains to the town of Hammond. The first train carried the show animals. Luckily, that train arrived without any problems. Sadly, the same cannot be said about the second train. Around 4 a.m., the passengers were sleeping, and while they were asleep, the train was headed to a town called Gary, since some medical problems occurred. A flagman on the circus train noticed that a passenger train was not stopping, so he ran down the track waving a flare in order to get the engineer's attention, but he did not pay any attention to the flagger, so in a desperate attempt, he threw the flare. When it was thrown, the lamps ignited, causing the wooden passenger cars to catch fire. 86 perished during this accident, including some of the circus performers. In memory, 5 elephant statues were built in of those who died. According to legends, you can still hear a circus taking place in the Woodlawn Cemetery. That's scary and creepy at the same time. I don't think I would attend to that circus because I'd probably be too afraid to. I don't like ghosts. They scare me. And I'm sure they scare others, but it's just creepy. Number 3, Massachusetts, the Pukwudgies. You've heard of gnomes and fairies, but have you ever heard of the Pukwudgies? Although the name does sound kind of funny and adorable, these little things are sometimes the complete opposite. Pukwudgies are magical little people who live in the forest. They can be found through the northeastern United States, southeastern Canada, and the Great Lakes region. Depending on where they are, their nature will vary. But what they all have in common is that they are mischievous little things. Sometimes they like to play pranks on people, and they find it funny. But be very careful not to get on their bad side, for the thing that they hate the most is disrespect. So be careful not to disrespect a Pukwudgie. They are said to be about being knee-high or even smaller, so they are small people. They're small little creatures, and it's adorable. But remember, be careful not to ever disrespect one, for you don't know what would be coming to you. Thank you everyone for tuning in once again in today's Urban Legends. I hope you enjoyed the series so far. I know I have. In the next episode, we will be talking about the urban legends from around the world. That is all for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I can't wait to do the next one. Bye-bye!